Okay, Larry wanted me to give a few tips on handwriting as to how to use handwriting to change your personality. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, there's several things you can do. Matter of fact, they did studies on this, and they found out that to change your handwriting will change your personality, just like changing your personality changes your personality. You can change your personality by the way your actions, for instance. If you're an introvert and you force yourself to like talk more and to be more extrovertish, after a while you'll actually turn to be more of an extrovert. And they found out that by changing your handwriting, you can do the same thing. After about 6 weeks, after you change your handwriting, your personality actually starts to change. But it's not as easy as you think because changing your handwriting is almost as difficult, or perhaps as difficult, as changing your actions, because handwriting is frozen actions. Just try to change your handwriting so it looks totally different. It's you know, not that easy to do. But there are certain things that are easier than others. The easiest is the T-crossings. The T-crossings show a lot of things. How far up you place your T-crossing shows how high your goals are. Oh, there you go. The higher the T-crossings, the more idealistic and far-reaching your goals are. Thomas Edison made his T-crossing way up there. What'd that tell you? Means his goals were very high, hard to reach. Somebody that makes a T-crossing down here consistently wants to play it safe, doesn't want to take chances. Somebody up here is kind of average. You know?
It's also an indicator of self-esteem, too, isn't it? They say it's kind of connected.
Well, there's a number of things that you'd look for self-esteem, but...
It's that they have pretty low goals and low expectations. Because I've heard I've heard people change their T-crossing, and then they, like, left relationships, and they've set much higher goals in life, and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. It influences a lot of things, but for like self-esteem, you'd look like about half a dozen things in the writing altogether. Now here's another thing on the writing, on the T-cross. And I'm going to concentrate on the T-cross here because it's the easiest thing to change. The T-cross, if you make a short T-cross or a weak one, this shows your goals and this shows the strength of your perseverance with your goals. So if you make a weak one, but it's fairly high, it means your goals are high, but you don't do much about it. You know, you're a dreamer that doesn't fulfill your dreams. The longer it is, the more persevering your will is to accomplish the goal. Now here's another thing. Not only how long it is, but how hard you make the T-cross. If you make it light, it shows you persevere, but without a lot of determination. If you make it hard, cross your T really hard, then your ability to sustain your will to accomplish the goal is very strong. Now, other people, they'll start weak, and the T-cross gets stronger. You can't tell with this, it writes the same no matter what you do. But the T-cross gets stronger, but starts weak.
Well, they cross it backwards.
And that means he starts out with not a lot of determination, but as obstacles get in the way, it just makes him firm up and makes him more determined. On the other hand, if it starts strong and then becomes weak and trails off, then he starts out with a lot of determination, but when obstacles get in the way, then he loses his will. Okay, the T-cross shows a lot of things. If the T-cross is arced this way, shows he has a frivolous nature. He might want to pull practical jokes or screw around, you know. If it arcs the other way, and it shows somewhat of a lack of self-control also. But this arcing this way shows self-control. And so one of the best T-crosses you can make is fairly high, long, a little bit of self-control. Oh, one more thing, and ascending. You have T-crosses that ascend and T-crosses that descend. T-crosses that ascend show a person who aspires to improve himself. T-crosses that descend shows somewhat the opposite, that he gets frustrated somewhat easily. His thoughts are directed more toward negativity. So you want to have it's best to have a T-cross that ascends. So putting all these things together, we'll come up with the most perfect T-cross we can come up with.
I have a question first.
Yeah.
What if you put the line, and then you put the T-cross, and there's a space between the line and the T-cross?
You're off.
I mean, that means that you have unattainable goals.
Yeah.
You're unrealistic, you're a dreamer.
What do you mean? You make the T-cross
above it.
Higher?
Floats above.
Higher up?
Yeah, there's a space in between there.
Yeah. The higher you make the T-cross, the higher your goals. If your T-cross is above here, it shows your goals are way up there. And to accomplish them, you're going to need extreme determination. So, and ability. Now, Thomas Edison made T-crosses like that. Most people make T-crosses this high are dreamers that don't fulfill their dreams. But Thomas Edison made his T-cross like this. It's interesting. He wrote it like this. What does that tell you? Big, long, powerful line he made here. And it's bowed this way. Self-control, tremendous determination, type of guy that would never give up, He was also a dreamer that dreamed fantastic dreams, but he also had the determination and perseverance to fulfill them. But what's interesting about the rest of his handwriting, he wasn't quite as intelligent as you.
Me.
Right. You're as smart as Thomas Edison. Okay. So... Thomas Edison only had a little bit above average intelligence. But he had determination that was just out of this world. Okay? So, and you know, when he was asked about his intelligence, he one time said, well, what I have done is 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration. And that is true. By his handwriting, once he got an idea, he worked and worked and worked and worked until he accomplished it. So he was 99% perspiration, 1% inspiration. So his intelligence, he was fairly intelligent, but not super intelligent. But he was super determined. Okay.
Too bad him and Tesla couldn't get along.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if I've seen Tesla's handwriting or not. So in order to change your handwriting, one of the best things you can do is make a good T-cross. Making a cross like Thomas Edison is a little bit unrealistic for most of us because most of us don't have the inner fortitude to do everything he did. So we have to be realistic. We don't want to make a giant jump, just an increase. So the magic phrase is this. Take the time and cross them like this. Okay, so you write this and make the T-crosses high and long, maybe not quite as crazy as Thomas Edison, but write that phrase over and over and over. If you're just sitting in a restaurant or sitting at your desk or whatever, have a few minutes, write it a couple times. You know, you don't have to go crazy with it, but if you're waiting somewhere or not doing anything, just write it a couple times. And after about 6 weeks, you'll feel an inward change. More determination, more self-confidence. Okay. The other really important thing in handwriting that you can, it's difficult to change, but important to know is suppression. And I've told you guys about this before. Is in the M's. A healthy M is like this.
Okay, that's a good healthy M.
A suppressed M, they retrace. The lines go up and they retrace like this. Retracing is the line goes down and then it follows the line back up. And this shows that the person has either a suppression of emotion or denies some emotion. If the person has a rounded M, it shows a desire to please. A spiked M like this shows a more critical thinker that's willing to be analytical and doesn't mind getting into arguments. But rounded M, oftentimes the suppression comes with rounded M's because they have a strong desire to please. Sometimes it comes with pointed, but usually the rounded. Because they have a desire to please, because these people have a desire to please, when a problem comes up or somebody hurts their feelings, what they will say is, oh, did I hurt your feelings? They'll say, no problem. But they did hurt their feelings. Okay, so they try to live their life as if nobody is hurting them when they are really suffering hurt from time to time.